Larry Schnell at Dickinson, North Dakota Stockman's Livestock Exchange joins the Red River Farm Network.
Let's talk about what everybody's talking about out on the western side of the state, the drought conditions that have still been pretty persistent. And so I guess first I'll ask you, what are conditions like out there and how is that trickling into what you're seeing at the sale barn?
Well, our conditions here are pretty dire, to be honest with you. If you look at the drought monitor, it's showing most of North Dakota, in fact, under extreme drought. And there's no question we are. In the last time I looked at my weather app, it showed that we've had 0.05 of precipitation since the first of the year. And we had no snow and no moisture basically all winter. Never had to start up the snowblower. So the grass, some of it's turning green, some is not. It's just not a really good situation at all.
Well, and too, if you've looked on your website, the past couple weeks, you've had some cow-calf pairs and bred females, call cows, you name it, moving through the sale barn. And so help us recap that activity, if you will.
Well, this week is a perfect example. On Tuesday, we've already started going 2 days a week, and we normally don't do that until October. But Tuesdays, we're selling slaughter cows and bulls. And this week, we had just short of 800 of those. The market is good on them. Most of those cows are bringing in the 60s into the mid-70s, and the bulls mostly in the 80s into the upper 90s. So they're selling well, but there's a lot of moving, and I think it'll just pick up speed. And then on yesterday, we had we ended up selling about 600 cow-calf pairs, about 300 bred females, and then there were more slaughter cows, several hundred of those, and we also had, sold some calves separate as well.
And what about replacement quality females? I know some guys, maybe they've already dumped them, but they have been dumping some of these heifers they intended to save for replacements, but now they're getting into a different market.
Well, there will be a movement of those as well. Like next Thursday, we'll be selling feeder cattle, so I'm sure we'll see a number of them. Right now, we've got over 2,000 on the list, where this time of year, normally we'd have very few, if any, feeder cattle. But there is demand for those in certain areas of the country. Same goes for the pears. I forgot to mention how the pears sold yesterday. They sold well, considering the situation. We had some 2 to 6 year old, 2 to 6 year old pears bringing a lot of them from 1700 to 1900. We had one real good set of first cross black white face 2 year olds that brought $2,000. Our solid mouth pears, they topped at 1710, averaged 1400. And short-term pairs topped at 13.25 and at 1,500 and average 13.25. So much better than we'd expected it to be.
Well, and if we can just wrap up the conversation here, Larry, with some general, cattle action market type chat. What's your take on the markets that we've been seeing as of late and where we may be moving with them?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question because there's so many things that enter into that. Of course, first of that would be the price of the grains. That's really putting a damper on feeding cattle because of the price of corn and soybeans. But like I said, the cow and bull markets, slaughter cow and bull markets are still strong. I think the feeder cattle will be for the time being, but not at the level that we saw here a couple of weeks ago. Hopefully this thing will straighten out and we'll find out exactly where we're at. Happy for the farmers, but it's really putting a lot of pressure on the feeder cattle market.
Again, Larry Schnell, Stockman's Livestock Exchange at Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.